This is Earth and Sky for Sunday, June 13th.
A listener wrote, "You'd think that the earliest sunrises would come on the longest day at the summer solstice. But I've noticed that the earliest sunrise comes a few weeks before the solstice. Why is that?"
At latitudes such as the U.S. or other Northern Hemisphere nations, the earliest sunrises are last week and this week. This year's solstice comes the following week, on June 21st. Around every solstice in both hemispheres, every day is nearly the same length. But in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun is rising a minute or so earlier now than on the solstice. And in the Southern Hemisphere now, where the days are nearly at their shortest, the earliest sunsets are happening now.
Although the months of the summer and winter solstices are reversed between Earth's northern and southern half, the relationship between sunsets, sunrises, and the solstices is the same for each hemisphere. Around the winter solstice, the sequence is earliest sunset, then the solstice, then the latest sunrise.
And around the summer solstice, the sequence is earliest sunrise, then solstice, then latest sunset. That means the latest sunsets for us in the U.S. will happen at the end of June. And that's today's show, with thanks to the National Science Foundation, where Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.